Yeah, the other one was so long I didn't get to finish the rest of it, so I'm going to decide to do another short one here. This is on defense mechanisms. This is one of the reasons why we have trouble seeing ourselves or to being aware of ourselves, because we have so many defenses that we build up that truth cannot enter in. All kinds of defenses. We learn them as a child. They're methods of emotional survival that you needed them as a child. It's the way you protected yourself as a child. But you're no longer a child and you don't need those defense mechanisms anymore. The defense mechanism is a mental process that guards you from accessing your root problems. They are the false beliefs and defensive statements that hinder entrance into the memory where the original lie is embedded. They protect the person from the pain and from re-examining old room. That kind of applies to a whole another area of life, but I think it helps perhaps to help you. There are vain attempts, another description of this. It's anything we can do to heal ourselves. It's our own attempt to heal ourselves through denial, suppression, and avoidance. It's anything we can do to heal ourselves is a refusal of God's grace. They're like brick walls we build up to guard against further pain. We don't like pain, and so we have defense mechanisms so we don't feel it. Just imagine what might happen if an important part of yourself was attacked by someone who was important to you. What do you do then? How do you try to defend yourself? What defense mechanisms do you use? I'd like you to pay attention to that this week or the next number of 11 weeks. How do you defend yourself? The Bible calls them fortresses or strongholds, vain imaginations. But when we grow up, we need to let go of those defense mechanisms. We don't need them anymore. And so defense mechanisms is a way that keeps us from the truth. It gives us an ability to reject the truth. And when we do that, we miss out on the freedom God offers us. We cannot heal that which we will not admit. Remember that? We cannot heal that which we will not admit. God cannot cleanse that which we won't confess. We're often reluctant to admit the ugly, the broken, and sinful parts of ourselves, our secrets. But to the degree that we deny these realities, we live in bondage to them. In Luke 8:17, when I asked the Lord about this, when I was going through this stage of in my life, I asked him why, some questions, and he took me to this scripture, where nothing is concealed that will not become evident, nor anything hidden that will not be known. There is nothing, Matthew's, there is nothing covered that not be revealed. Luke 8:17 and Matthew 10:26. This is why I asked him, Lord, why do we all these things have to become open? I don't remember what was going on at the time that made me ask him that question. But I remember very much the day he took me to that scripture. I thank God that when I would ask him a question, he would show me, because I had never read a book on inner healing. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know what God was doing even. But it was 7 years where God took me through this period of healing, restoring some of my soul. He's restoring my soul. I didn't realize at the time. I had to confess the secrets, remember? I had to receive the truth that I was self-righteous. I had to surrender everything to God, myself, into God's hands. There's so many more things I could tell you, but I just try to keep it short. And you can see they get so long as it is. But we have a way of defending ourselves so we don't get the truth. Jesus said, you'll know the truth. The truth will set you free. But we defend ourselves against the truth. We don't want the truth. Men love darkness rather than light, the Bible says. We like darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Because what you believe is evil, not truth. It's not from God. So we defend ourselves. They're called defense mechanisms. They either deny or distort reality. And sometimes they operate on a totally unconscious level. You don't even know you're doing it. But there's a whole list of them, and I'll put them up on the webs on my website so you can have a copy of all of this material, all the different kinds of defense mechanisms we use. But we rationalize, we can do all kinds of things. I'm looking for one if there's one I want to explain, but I don't see one here that I want to explain. But they're mental processes that guard you from hearing the truth, from going to the root problem in your life, or the truth, to hear the truth. You don't want to hear the truth. And the author of this book I mentioned before, Soul Care, he said, the day we, where was that quote? I want to find that, Lord. Where did that go? The day that we recognize that we're using defense mechanisms is the day we become an adult. Isn't that interesting? I'm still looking for it. I don't see it. But it's the day we become an adult. Oh, there's that. Okay. It's the day we become an adult. I'm sure it's page what, number 13. The day we run out of options to defend ourselves is the day we stop defending, blaming, and bargaining and start to take ownership of our own life. We get to become a grown-up when we stop blaming others and take responsibility for our life. I like that. I want to read it again. The day we run out of options to defend ourselves is the day we stop defending, blaming, and bargaining, or using any other of these defense mechanisms. I encourage you to go to the Lord and say, Lord, show me my defense mechanisms. Show me every way I defend myself when you're trying to bring the truth to me. Father, without truth, my soul will not be restored. I need to see truth, Father. And yet I know I unconsciously defend myself. And I pray, Father, you'd show me the truth when I start to defend myself, that I can repent of it, and then I can and break it and say, I no longer want to do that. I can come out of agreement with it. This is what we do. They say that sometimes, these defenses may have saved you as a child. But when you're no longer a child and you recognize you're doing it, you ask God for complete forgiveness. And you choose to acknowledge these defense mechanisms as sin and ask him to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Confess specifically what the defense mechanism was. Declare your total dependence on God to free you. So defense mechanisms are a problem for us, and why many Christians never change. They become born again, but they don't change. They don't allow the Spirit of truth. One of the great scriptures is Jesus said in John chapter 13. He says it, and again in 14, I think he says it. He said, it's better that I go away, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper or comforter, that he will be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not behold him or know him. But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. Called the Spirit of truth. So if you've known the Holy Spirit, ask him to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Jesus tells us that God will fill you with the Holy Spirit if you ask. And to keep being filled. We need to stay filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. In other words, that verb tense is to keep being filled. Thankful. Practice thanksgiving to God every day. Practice thanking him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And he goes on. I'm looking for the other time he repeats it again. He repeats it at least twice. I don't see it, so I thought I marked it down. I don't see it right now, so. But the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. Truth is what you need to break free from your defense mechanisms. Truth is what you need. He will guide you into, here it is again in John 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of Truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. for he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. So it's very important that without the Holy Spirit, your soul will not be restored. Yeah, I don't know how to, maybe you go to God anyhow and say, Father, I want to be a soul to be restored. Show me what I need to do, Father, for my next step. Teach me, Father, what it is I need to do. And Lord, make me aware of my self-defense mechanisms that I use, because I don't want them anymore. I want the truth. I want the truth to enter into my whole being so my soul can be changed, so I can live in peace and rest. As Matthew 11:28 says, that Jesus said he'll give us rest and peace. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Father, I want your peace and your rest in my soul. Give me the courage, Father, to become aware of what I do and why I do it. Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.